Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请我们翻到提摩太后书
Chapter 4
第四章
Verses 7 and 8
第七、第八节
2 Timothy Chapter 4
提摩太后书第四章
Verses 7 and 8
第七、第八节
That is the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
这乃是使徒保罗的见证。
I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me,but also to all who love his appearing.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
我们请再翻到启示录
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上
Let's have a word of prayer
我们再有一点祷告
Dear Lord, we do want to thank thee for bringing us to this last session
主啊，我们为着你带领我们来到这最后一堂，我们要感谢你。
We recognize thee as the beginning and the end.
我们要承认你是首先的，你也是末后的。
We thank thee for beginning this conference.
我们为着这一次聚会，你为我们的开始，我们感谢你。
And now we trust that thou will be the end of this conference.
现在我们要信靠你做这个聚会的结束。
Lord, if thou hast anything that thou want to say to us this morning,
主啊，今天早晨你还有什么话要向我们说的
？Any unfinished word?
有什么未尽的话语
？We look to thee that thou will speak to us.
主啊，我们仰望你，你要向我们说。
Thou knowest our heart.
主，你知道我们的心。
Thou knowest we do long to know thee.
主啊，你知道我们实在渴慕要认识你。
We do long to be those who have the testimony of Jesus.
我们实在渴慕与那些我们成为一般有耶稣见证的人。
We thank thee for giving this desire in our hearts.
我们谢谢你。把这样的爱慕放在我们心中。
Now, Lord, lead us into it.
主啊，现在求你带我们进入其中。
That we may truly be those who have the testimony of Jesus.
好使我们真成为那一般有耶稣基督见证的人。
To the praise of thy glory.
好叫你的荣耀得着称赞。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
we thank the Lord for bringing us to this point.
我们感谢主带我们到这个地步。
We believe that it is His will to gather us together this time.
我们相信这一次乃是他的旨意把我们聚在一起。
In view of His soon return,
是为着他快要的回来。
He wants to raise up a people.
他要兴起一班人。
Who have the testimony of Jesus.
他们能够有耶稣的见证。
And through the testimony of Jesus.
通过耶稣的见证。
The way of his return is open.
他回来的道路就被开启。
That is the reason why we gathered here this time.
这是这一次我们为什么聚在这里的原因。
We want to consider together the way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
我们要一起来思考恢复耶稣基督见证的道路。
Because the testimony of Jesus is the eternal will of God.
因为耶稣的见证乃是神永远的旨意。
God wants His Son to be known.
神要人认识他的儿子。
To know His Son as He knows Him.
要像他认识他的儿子一样来认识他。
His salvation is so full.
他的救恩是这样的丰满。
It is not his will just to deliver us out of hell and bring us into heaven.
他的旨意并不只是仅仅救我们脱离地狱，让我们上天堂而已。
He calls according to his glory and his virtue.
他是照着他的荣耀和美德来呼召我们的。
He wants those who believe in him.
他要所有相信他的人。
To know his son in such a way.
是如此的来认识他的儿子。
That in their lives, they will manifest his son.
在他们的生命中，他们能够彰显他的儿子。
That they will be able to bring in his son into this world.
好叫他们能够将他的儿子带进这个世界中。
So that is the reason why we are here.
这就是我们聚在这里的原因。
I suppose, brothers and sisters,
我认为弟兄姊妹们，
It seems to me that if I should mention it again,It's too redundant.
对我来讲，若是我再说它一遍，好像有点重复了。
There are two passages we have read again and again.
这一次聚会有两处的经文，我们一再的读它们。
The first one was in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
第一处是在提摩太后书第四章第七、第八节。
And the second one is Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
第二处乃是启示录第一章第九节。
I hope, brothers and sisters, that these two passages will really impress upon your heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望这两节经文能够深深地印在我们心中。
That we will ponder over it.
好使我们能够来默想他。
Not because the conference is over.
不是因为聚会已经结束了。
Therefore everything is over.
所以一切都结束了。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
the conference is the beginning of something.
每一次的聚会乃是一些事情的开始而已。
Do not think that because of the conference, you get it all.
不要认为因为我们参加了聚会，我们就得着了一切。
As a matter of fact, the conference is to start you on something important.
事实上，这个聚会乃是在我们身上开始一件事情。
We need to continue to ponder over these two passages.
我们要继续的在这些信息中来思想。
Until the Holy Spirit will really make these two passages our possession.
直到圣灵将这两处的经文变成我们所拥有的。
We must be like Mary.
我们应该像玛利亚一样。
Whenever he heard, she heard something,
每一次当他听见什么事的时候
she pondered over it.
他就在心中反复的思想
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I hope this is not the end, but it is the beginning.
我盼望这不是一个结束，乃是一个开始。
We need to enter into the reality of these two passages.
我们需要被带进这两处经文的实际里。
Then the purpose of God is fulfilled.
那么神的目的才会成全。
We have considered together on Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
我们一同来思想过启示录第一章第九节。
The Apostle John said,
使徒约翰在这里说,
I am your brother.
我是你们的弟兄。
And the fellow partakers of in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份的。
Was in the island of Patmos.
我曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
是为着神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证。
He was exiled to Patmos.
他被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
Because of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus.
乃是因为神的话语和耶稣的见证。
The reason why he had the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他所以有神的话语和耶稣的见证的原因。
Because he was a partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Christ.
因为他在耶稣基督里同享同担了耶稣的患难、国度和忍耐。
In other words,
换一句话说
，If we have the testimony of Jesus,
若是我们有耶稣的见证
，we have to be partakers in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Christ.
我们必须是同担同享耶稣的患难、国度和忍耐。
Or if you want to put it negatively.
或许我们用消极的来说。
If we are not partakers.
若是我们不是与他同担的话。
Of the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
就是在耶稣基督里与他同担他的患难、国度和忍耐。
Then we do not have the testimony of Jesus.
那么我们就没有耶稣的见证。
Because the testimony of Jesus is a reality.
因为耶稣的见证乃是一个实际。
It is not a teaching. It is not a doctrine.
它不是一个教导或者教训。
It is something that is real and living.
它是一件又真又活的事情。
So in order to have the testimony of Jesus,
所以为着要有耶稣的见证。
We must be partakers of the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
我们必须要在耶稣基督里与他同担他的患难、国度和忍耐。
So the question that we should ask ourselves is simply this.
所以我们该问自己的问题，简单的来说。
Are we partakers of the tribulation in Jesus?
我们是否在耶稣基督里同担他的患难呢？
Are we partakers of the kingdom in Jesus?
我们是否在耶稣里同担他的国度呢？
Are we partakers of the patience in Jesus?
我们是否在耶稣里同担他的忍耐呢？
This is something we need to ask ourselves.
这是我们需要问自己的 一些事情。
We find here tribulation and kingdom and patience.
我们看见有患难变不同的事情。
When you think of tribulation,
到患难的时候
you think of something which is very negative.
当然我们会想到一些非常负面的事。
But when you can think of kingdom,
但是当我们想到国度的时候
You think of something which is most positive.
我们想到可能它是一件最正面的事情。
And when you think of patience,
当我们想到忍耐
it is something that we do want to have.
那是一件我们盼望有的事情。
But strangely, you find in the Word of God,
但是很稀奇的我们在神的话语中看见
You have only one article before these three items.
在这三件事情前面呢，你们只看见一个冠词。
It does not say the tribulation, the kingdom, and the patience.
在这里并没有说那个患难、那个国度和那个忍耐。
You find only the tribulation, kingdom, and Patience.
在这里我们只看见那患难、国度和忍耐。
In other words, these three things are actually one.
换一句话说，这三件事情实际上是一样。
You cannot have tribulation without the kingdom.
我们不可能没有国度而有患难。
You cannot have patience without tribulation and kingdom.
我们也不可能有忍耐却没有患难和国度
These three things go together
这三样事情是走在一起的
And we find out that this is the way to the recovery of the testimony of Jesus
我们看见这乃是恢复耶稣见证的道路
But there is another thing we need to notice
还有另外一件事我们需要留意的
The Apostle PaulJohn said, tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus.
使徒约翰在这里说，就是在耶稣里的患难、国度与忍耐。
If we know tribulation, just tribulation.
如果我们对于患难认为就不过是患难而已。
We will look at it as something very negative.
我们就会看它是一件非常负面的事情。
We want to avoid it.
我们要逃避它。
Because it troubles us.
因为它叫我们为难。
But if you can look at tribulation in Jesus.
但是若是我们在耶稣里面来看患难的话。
There is a complete different concept.
这是一个完全不同的观念。
We find already,That tribulation in Jesus is to restore the testimony of Jesus.
我们已经看见在耶稣基督里的患难乃是来恢复耶稣的见证的。
If you go through tribulation in Jesus,
若是我们在耶稣里面经历患难
then you find the testimony of Jesus is constituted into your life.
我们看见耶稣基督的患难和性情就在我们生命里面组织起来。
We look at tribulation in Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里来看患难。
Whether it comes from the enemy.
无论它是从仇敌来的。
From temptation.
从试探来的。
Or whether it comes from the Lord himself.
或是从我们的主自己那里来的。
His testing.
他来试验我们。
But if we take it as in the Lord,
但是若是我们如同在主里面，我们来接受它
，we will find Christ in us.
我们就会在自己里面找到基督。
The same thing is with kingdom.
同样的，也关乎国度。
If you just hear the teaching of the kingdom,
若是你听见国度的教导
，you may think that it is way beyond us.
我们会认为这远远超过我们。
But if you can see kingdom in Jesus,
若是我们能够在耶稣里面来看国度
，That is to say, you come into the kingdom not because you can, it is because Christ is in you.
那就是说，你我能够进入这个国度，不是靠着自己，乃是因为基督在我们的里面。
Then you will come into the testimony of Jesus.
那么你就能够得到来到耶稣的见证。
Now we have talked about these two things during the past.
我们在过去两堂讲到这些事情。
Now this morning we would like to come into this matter of patience in Jesus.
今天早晨我们要来到在耶稣里的忍耐这件事情。
Now when you read different translations,
当我们读不同的翻译本的时候
sometimes they use the word patience.
有的地方讲到忍耐。
Some other versions say it's endurance.
有的地方讲到耐力。
Actually, it is the same word.
实际上它是同一个字。
So sometimes you find they all were used interchangeably.
所以有的时候我们看见他们可以交互的使用。
Now, if you really want to distinguish these two English words,
若是你真想要分辨这两个不同的英文字。
What is patience and what is endurance?
什么是忍耐，什么是耐力。
Then you will say that patience apply to persons.
我们会讲说忍耐呢是运用在人身上。
You are patient to certain people.
你对某一些人你忍耐他。
And endurance refers to things.
那么耐力呢是用在事情上。
The surroundings, the things, the events that happen.
在我们的周围的环境有一些事情发生了。
And you are able to endure it.
你有耐力能够走过它。
This word simply means to abide under.
这些字的意思简单的意义就是呢住在之下。
To carry through victoriously.
能够得胜的通过它。
If the pressure come upon you.
如果有一个压力临到你。
And the pressure say it is 10 pounds.
例如这个压力呢大概十磅。
And you're able to bear to over 10 points.
你能够呢背超过十磅的重量。
Then you have the endurance, you have the patience.
那么你就有了耐力你就有了忍耐。
When people begin to test you,
当人要试验你的时候
and they test you to a certain point,
他们试验你到一个地步
but you're all unable to endure it victoriously.
而你能够呢有耐力的得胜有能够胜过他的忍耐他
then you have patience.
那么你就有了忍耐。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
this matter of patience or endurance,
这一个关乎忍耐或耐力的事情
is a character.
是一个性格。
You know, some people are born more patient.
我们知道有一些人呢他们天生的就有忍耐。
And some people are born more impatient.
有些人呢是没有耐心的。
Some people seem to be able to endure quite a lot.
有些人呢好像能够承受许多。
But other people seem to be not to be able to bear a lot.
但是也有一些人似乎好像不能背负什么东西。
But whatever, you're naturally born.
但是不论你天生是如何。
When you come to the spiritual things,
当你来到属灵的事情的时候
it is a different story.
那就是另外一回事。
In other words,
换一句话说
our natural patience and endurance is very limited.
我们天然的忍耐和耐心呢都是非常有限的。
It cannot endure spiritual pressure.
它没有办法忍受属灵的压力
whether it comes from man or whether it comes from things
不论它是从人或者从事情来的压力
the problem is
那个问题在
we often think ourselves that we have patience
我们常常认为自己是有耐力的
not knowing that when we come to spiritual life
却并不知道呢当我们来到属灵的生活和生命中
We find that the enemy of God knows how limited we are.
我们会发现神的仇敌他知道我们是何等的有限。
Not only the enemy knows how limited we are.
不仅仇敌知道我们是何等的有限。
The Lord knows how limited we are.
我们的主也知道我们何等有限。
So we are often tempted beyond our endurance.
所以我们常常 在超过我们的耐力范围之外，我们受了试探。
Oftentimes God allow us to go to have some relationship with people that is beyond our patience.
有的时候神许可我们超过我们耐力范限度之外的与人有一个发生一些的关系。
In order that we may really learn what patience endurance is.
好叫我们真正的认识忍耐和耐力到底是什么。
So, the patience, the endurance here does not refer to our natural patience or endurance.
所以在这里的忍耐和耐心呢不是指着我们天然的忍耐说的。
It refers to the character of God.
这乃是指着神的性格说的。
God suffers long.
神是长期的受苦。
God is patient.
神自己就是忍耐。
Yet you look at our Lord Jesus.
我们来看我们的主耶稣。
When our Lord was on earth.
当我们主耶稣在地上的时候。
His brothers in the natural did not understand him.
他天然肉身的弟兄们不了解这件事。
Not only his brothers did not understand him.
不仅他的兄弟们不了解这件事。
Even his disciples did not understand him.
甚至他的门徒们也不明白这件事。
And you see how patient Our Lord Jesus is.
我们就看见我们的主耶稣他是何等的忍耐。
How he was patient to his brothers in nature.
他对他自己肉身的兄弟是何等的忍耐。
How he was patient to his disciples.
他对他的门徒们是何等的忍耐。
He did not give them up quickly.
他不是很快的就放弃。
You'll find how he endured their misunderstanding.
我们看见了他是怎样忍耐他们对他的误解。
And he continued to work among them.
他一直在他们中间工作。
The Jews at that time did not understand him.
在那个时代的犹太人也不明白他。
How they rejected him.
他们如何的拒绝他。
Because he did not fit with their concept of Messiah.
因为他的所事和所做对和他们的对于弥赛亚的观念呢格格不入。
But these things did not change our Lord Jesus.
但是这些却没有改变我们的主耶稣。
He remained the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他是昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
And they find when our Lord was tempted by Satan.
所以我们也看见当我们的主被撒旦试探的时候
How he had endurance and patience to overcome all these temptations.
他是何等的有耐力和忍耐来胜过这一切的试探。
And while he was doing the will of God.
当他在遵行神的旨意的时候
So far as his human nature is concerned.
就着他自己做人的天性来说
You know our Lord Jesus has a body, has a soul just like we do.
我们知道我们的主耶稣就像我们一样他有一个肉身的身体有一个魂
When he was incarnated
当他道成肉身的时候
He became a real man.
他变成一个真的人
He has his thought.
他有他的意念。
He has his will.
他有他的意志。
He has his feeling.
他有他的感觉。
But our Lord Jesus never lived according to these human feelings.
但是我们的主从来没有照着这个人的感觉来生活过。
Instead, you find that he lived on earth for the will of God.
反而我们看见他在地上生活的时候乃是为着神的旨意。
How he suffered for the will of God.
他如何为着神的旨意受了苦？
Not only from the hands of man,
不仅从人的手中受苦，
but how he suffered before his father.
并且他在他的父面前他如何的受苦？
He laid down himself in order to obey his father.
他为着要顺服他的父，他就放下自己。
And on the cross he cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
在十字架上他呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
In spite of all these things,
不论这一切事情，
you find our Lord Jesus endured. Our Lord Jesus was patient.
我们看见我们的主他在那里忍耐，我们的主他有耐力。
And the same thing the Lord wants to do into us.
所以主在我们的里面他要做同样的事情。
Tribulation comes to us.
患难临到我们。
As a matter of fact,
事实上，
those who are the Lord's,
那些属于主的人，
will have tribulation.
必定要遭遇患难。
Our Lord Jesus himself said,
我们的主耶稣他自己说，
In the world, you have tribulation.
在世上你们有苦难，
But be of good cheer.
但是你们不要丧气，
Because I have overcome the world.
因为我已经胜了这世界。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is because we do not belong to this world.
乃是因为我们不属于这个世界。
But we are still in this world.
但是我们仍然在世界上。
So we are surrounded by the world.
所以我们周围呢被世界所环绕。
And the world is not getting better.
这个世界并没有变得更好。
And the world is getting worse and worse.
这世界越来越糟。
Temptations have become greater and greater.
这试探呢越来越大。
Persecutions become greater and greater.
逼迫也越来越厉害。
Lawlessness prevails over the world.
世界上充满了不法的事情。
And for us who live in this world,
对我们来住在这个世界，
How these things begin to come upon us?
这些事情怎样不断地临到我们？
How are we going to overcome these things?
我们怎么能够胜过这些事情？
It is a matter of endurance.
这乃是关乎忍耐。
But thank God,
但是感谢神，
He uses tribulation to build within us a character.
他借着这些他的患难在我们里面来建造组织他的性格。
He wants his character to be incorporated into our lives.
他要他的性格在我们的生命里面被组织起来。
Now how can this character of endurance, of patience, become our character?
那么这一个他的忍耐和耐力呢，怎么样能够在我们里面组织成为我们的性格呢？
It comes through tribulation.
他乃是通过患难。
He will allow the enemy of God to tempt us.
他会许可神的仇敌来试探我们。
You know, God never tempts people.
我们知道神从来不试探人。
That's we find in James.
我们在雅各书里看见。
God never tempts people.
神从不试探人。
But temptation comes from the enemy.
但是试探是从仇敌来的。
And what is temptation?
什么是试探呢？
Temptation comes from the enemy and trying to touch the flesh in us.
我们知道试探是从仇敌那里来的，试着要摸着在我们里面的肉体。
He tempts our flesh.
他试探我们的肉体。
Because our flesh is his ally.
因为我们的肉体是他的盟友。
And when our flesh is being tempted,
当我们的肉体被试探的时候，
and receive the temptation,
我们接受了那个试探，
then sin becomes a reality.
那么罪在我们里面就变成一个实际。
So far as temptation is concerned,
就着试探来说，
Do you think you have the strength to overcome all the temptations?
你是否认为你有力量来胜过一切的试探呢？
When the world tempts you with the lust of the eyes,
当世界用眼目的情欲来试探我们。
When the world tempts you with the lust of the flesh,
当世界用肉体的情欲来引诱我们。
When it tempts you with the pride of life,
若他用今生的骄傲来试探我们。
Do you think you're able to overcome these temptations?
你是否认为自己能够胜过这些试探呢？
The enemy knows us more than we do.
仇敌比我们自己更认识我们。
He knows our limit.
他知道我们的限制。
And he will try to go even beyond our limit to tempt us.
所以他就超过我们的限度来试探我们。
But why is it God allows us to be tempted?
但是为什么神许可我们受试探呢？
Why is it that our Lord allows these tribulations to come upon us?
为什么神许可这些患难临到我们呢？
It is because God wants to create within us this character of endurance.Of patience.
乃是因为神要在我们里面来建造组织这忍耐的性格。
So if we want to resist temptation by ourselves,
所以若是我们要靠着自己来抵挡试探的话，
sooner or later, we find that we will fall into temptation.
迟早我们要看见自己落进了试探中。
We cannot trust ourselves.
我们不能信任自己。
Then how can we overcome temptation?
那么我们怎么能够胜过试探呢？
The only way is Christ in us that overcomes the world.
唯一的道路就是在我们里面的基督，他已经胜过了这世界。
He has already proved to the world that he has overcome it.
他已经向世界证明了他胜过了世界。
And Christ in us.Is our life.
基督在我们里面是我们的生命。
If we depend upon the life of Christ in us to meet temptations,
如果我们依靠在我们里面基督的生命，我们就能够胜过试探。
Then we have the victory.
我们就能够得胜。
But if we try to depend on ourselves,
若是我们依靠自己，
No matter how strong you are,
不论你多刚强，
You will fail.
你一定失败。
We think of Peter.
我们来思想彼得。
You remember when our Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
你们记得当主耶稣向他的门徒们说
，Do you want?To leave me.
你们也要离开我吗？
And Simon Peter said,
西门彼得说，回答说，
Lord, you have the word of life.
主啊，你有永生之道。
We believe you.
我们相信你。
Where can we go?
我们还能跟从谁呢？
You find that Peter seems to have such a faith in the Lord Jesus.
你看见彼得好像在耶稣基督里呢，有这样的一个信心。
And when our Lord Jesus began to reveal to his disciples that he will go to Jerusalem,
当我们主耶稣开始启示给他的门徒们，他要上耶路撒冷去。
And he will be killed.
他要在那里被杀。
But on the third day he will be raised.
但是第三天他要复活。
And he said, you will all flee from me.
并且主告诉他们说，你们都要离开我逃跑了。
And Simon Peter said, no.
西门彼得就说，不。
Others may do, but I cannot.
别人会离开你，我总不离开你。
I'm willing to die with you.
我甚至愿意为你而死。
In other words,
换一句话说，
you find Peter, he has self-confidence.
我们看见彼得他有自信。
He believed on his own strength.
他相信他自己的力量。
And so far as he's concerned, he is sincere.
就他而言呢，他是非常真诚的。
But he does not know himself.
但是他却不认识自己。
So our Lord said.
所以我们的主说。
Before the cock crows two times, you will deny me three times.
今天鸡叫两次之前呢，你会三次的否认我。
Oh, he said, I'll never do that.
哦，彼得说，我绝不会这样。
Others may do, but I will not.
别人会否认你，我不会的。
But sure enough.
但是确实的。
The Lord allowed the enemy to tempt him.
我们看见主许可仇敌试探他。
The Lord said, Satan wants to get you.
主对他说，撒旦要得着你。
Without the permission of God, Satan couldn't do that.
若不是神许可，撒旦不能这样做。
Now why did the Lord allow it to happen?
为什么主许可这事发生呢？
Allow this temptation to come upon Peter.
许可这样的试探临到彼得呢？
Because the Lord said.
因为主说。
Satan want to deceive you.
因为撒旦要塞你们。
But I have prayed for you.
但是我已经为你们祷，为你祷告了。
When you are revived.
当你回头的时候。
Strengthen your brethren.
你要坚固你的弟兄们。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们。
You find that if we depend on ourselves,
你看见我们常常靠自己。
We will not be able to overcome temptation.
我们就没有办法胜过试探。
And oftentimes the Lord allow us to be tempted beyond us.
经常主许可我们超过我们度量的受试探。
That we may learn the lesson.
好叫我们学一个功课。
That we cannot depend upon ourselves.
我们再不能依靠自己了。
We have to look to the Lord and allow His character to be built into us.
我们要来仰望主，好让他能够将他的性格建造在我们里面。
How Simon Peter thought he loved the Lord.
西门彼得他何认为自己何等的爱主。
Other people may fail, but he will never do.
别人可能会失败，但是他永不失败。
But he did fail.
但是他确实失败了。
The Lord allowed him to fail.
主许可他失败。
But thank God,The Lord has prayed for him.
但是感谢神，主为他祷告了。
And the Lord restored him.
所以主恢复了他。
So when you come to John chapter 21,
所以我们来到约翰福音二十一章的时候。
The Lord before the other disciples asked Peter the question.
主在其他的门徒们面前问彼得这个问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Peter realized that his love was not dependable.
彼得开始明白他自己的爱是不可靠的。
And he can only say to the Lord, Lord, you know I'm attached to you.
他只能向主说，主啊，我要依附在你身上。
And the Lord asked him the same second time.
主再问他同样的问题，第二次。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
And he couldn't do that.
他也不能这样做。
He had learned his lesson.
他学了他的功课。
So he said, Lord, you know I'm attached to you.
他跟主说，主啊，你知道我需要你。
And the Lord the third time said, Peter, are you attached to me?
主在第三次问他说，你是否爱我呢？
You are attached to me.
Attached. 哦，依赖我，依恋我。
And Peter was grieved.
彼得他就心里忧愁。
And he said, Lord, you know.
他说，主啊，你知道。
I'm attached to you.
我是要依附在你身上。
He did not dare to boast of himself anymore.
他再也不敢夸自己了。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
it was at that time,
他在那个时候,
that Peter really loved the Lord.
彼得就真正的爱主了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
you find that in our environment,
我们发现在我们的环境中,
God will allow the enemy to tempt us beyond our ability.
主会许可他的仇敌超过我们范度量范围之外的来试探我们。
In order that we may learn a lesson.
好叫我们能够学一个功课。
Actually, the Lord has already put enough of Himself in us to overcome the temptation.
实际上呢，神已经把他自己足够的他自己放在我们里面，来胜过外面的试探。
But unfortunately, we do not rely upon the Lord in us and rely upon our own self.
但是很可惜的，我们却不够的来依靠在我们里面的主，反而我们依靠自己。
But thank God, He will use this to teach us a lesson.
但是感谢神，他要用这个来教我们一个功课。
He will teach us what patience is, what endurance really is.
他要教导我们什么是忍耐，什么是真正的耐力。
And in the same way, you'll find God tests us.
在同样的方式中，我们看见神也试验我们。
Our God never tempts us.
我们的神从不试探我们。
But He does tempt us, test us.
但是他确实来试验我们。
Temptation is trying to draw out the lust of the flesh within us.
试探是要把我们里面肉体的情欲拉出来。
But testing is to bring out His life in us.
但是试验却把在我们里面他的生命带出来。
He tests us that we may know ourselves and we may know Him.
他试验我们，好使我们认识自己，好使我们能够认识他。
So tribulation can come from two different sources.
所以患难呢，可以从两个不同的来源而来。
It can come from the enemy, and it can also come from the Lord.
它可能从仇敌来的，也可能从主来的。
From the enemy, it is temptation.
从仇敌来的乃是试探。
From the Lord, it is His testing us.
从主来的乃是他试验我们。
He is trying to discipline us and bring us to be sons and daughters.
他要管教我们，好使我们成为儿女。
And the same thing when you come to this matter of the kingdom.
同样的，当我们讲到国度这件事的时候。
When we hear about the kingdom truth.
当我们听见国度的真理。
Now how can we be violent to ourselves?
我们怎么能对自己强暴呢？
Everybody loves himself or herself.
每一个人都爱他或他自己。
We will go through testing.
我们要经过试验。
When God's will come upon us,
当神的旨意临到我们，
we will begin to struggle before the Lord.
我们就会在主面前挣扎。
Deep within us, we know that we have to obey the will of God.
在我们的深处，我们知道我们必须要顺服神的旨意。
But in our soul, in ourself, we cannot take it.
但是在我们的魂里面，在我们自己里面，我们却没有办法承受。
And we will go through a kind of struggle within us.
我们在自己的里面就会经历一种的挣扎。
And these struggles,will help us to know the patience, the endurance of Christ.
这些挣扎能够帮助我们来认识基督他的耐心和忍耐。
So far as the kingdom is concerned,
就着国度而言,
do not think that you have the strength to do that.
不要认为我们自己有力量来做。
But thank God, He has already lived in us.
但是感谢神，他已经住在我们里面。
And by the life of Christ within us.
借着在我们里面基督的生命。
It is a kingdom life.
这是一个国度的生命。
And by that life, we are able to really enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
借着那个生命，我们能够真正的进入天国的实际。
So these two all together.
所以这两件事情是在一起的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How can we get patience or endurance?
我们怎么能够得着忍耐或者耐力呢？
Once a lady missionary asked our brother Watchman Nee.
有一个宣教士问我们的弟兄尼托森。
He said, I'm very impatient.
他说呢，我是很没有耐心的人。
Now will you please pray for me?
你能不能为我祷告？
That God will give me patience.
好使神能够赐给我忍耐。
So our brother prayed for her.
所以我们的弟兄就为他祷告。
But when our brother prayed, he prayed, Lord,Give our sister more crosses.
但是我们的弟兄祷告的时候说，主啊，求你赐给我们姊妹更多的十架。
And the sister said, I want you to pray for me that I might have patience.
这个姊妹就说，我要你为我得着忍耐来祷告。
I have crosses enough.
我已经有够多的十架。
Don't pray that the Lord will give me crosses, more crosses.
不要再为我求更多的十架。
Well, the reason why our brother prayed that way.
我们知道我们弟兄为什么这样祷告的原因。
It is because it is the cross that constitutes patience.
乃是因为十字架将忍耐组织在我们里面。
If we have more crosses to bear.
如果我们有更多的十架要背负。
And the crosses will cross out.Our flesh.
这些十架呢，就要撤销我们的肉体。
And add Christ Jesus, as it were, into us.
并且把更多的基督加在我们里面。
So, brothers and sisters, these three things are together.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这三件事情总是在一起的。
Through tribulation and through kingdom, we learn patience.
通过患难和国度，我们学了忍耐。
And when we really have that patience as a character built up in us,
当我们真有这忍耐在我们里面作为性格，在我们里面建造起来
，then you find the testimony of Jesus is a reality in us.
然后我们就看见耶稣的见证在我们里面变成了实际。
You know, in our Christian life, there are three things that are most important.
你知道在我们基督徒的生活中有三件事情是最重要的。
Love, faith, and hope.
爱、信心和盼望。
When Paul wrote to the Thessalonians,
当保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候
they were in their early stage.
他们在刚刚得救的早期。
And they had all these three elements.
他们都有这三样的元素。
They have the work of faith, the labor of love, and the enduring constancy of hope.
他们有信心的工作，有爱心的劳苦，也有盼望而有的忍耐。
But when you come to Revelation chapter 2,
但是当我们来到启示录第二章的时候
you find in the church in Ephesus,
我们看见在以弗所教会中
they have works, they have labor, they seem to have endurance.
他们有工作，他们有劳苦，他们好像也能忍耐。
But it is no longer work of faith, labor of love,And endurance of hope.
但是却不再是那个信心而有的工作，爱心而有的劳苦，和因着盼望而有的忍耐了。
They have lost the inner spring.
他们失去了里面的泉源。
All they have is all these outward things.
他们所剩下的不过这是外面的这些事情。
They have lots of works.
他们有很多的工作。
They have many labors.
他们有很多的劳苦。
And they seem to be able to endure quite a lot.
好像他们也能够承受相当大的耐力。
They can endure all the things from outside.
他们能够忍耐所有外面来的事情。
But it is not because they have hope in the Lord Jesus.
但是并不是因为他们在耶稣基督里面有了盼望。
They have lost the first love.
他们失去了那起初的爱心。
We find in Matthew chapter 24.
我们在马太二十四章里看见。
Matthew 24 verses 13 and 14.
马太二十四章第十三、十四节。
12 and 13. Because lawlessness shall prevail, the love of the most shall grow cold. But he that has endured to the end, he shall be saved.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Here you find the connection between love and endurance.
这里你看见在爱心和忍耐之间的关系。
The world is getting worse.
这个世界越来越糟。
Lawlessness prevail.
不法的事增多。
And when lawlessness prevails,
当不法的事增多的时候
if we want to preserve that love, it's very, very difficult.
如果我们要保守那个爱心是非常非常的困难的。
The love of the many has grown cold.
许多人的爱心都变得冷淡了。
Now, how can we continue to love?
我们怎么能持续的来爱呢？
We need endurance.
我们需要忍耐。
If we are able to endure, then we are able to love to the end.
如果我们能够忍耐，我们就能够爱到底。
Love suffers long.
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is patience.
爱就是忍耐。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以
we really need that character of patience.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要忍耐这个个性格。
And with that character, we are able to love to the very end.
有了那个性格，我们才能有持守爱心到底。
And the same thing is true with faith.
对于信心也是一样的真实。
We find in Luke chapter 18.
我们看见在路加福音第十八章。
Our Lord Jesus used a parable.
我们的主耶稣用了一个比喻
，A widow，
有一个寡妇
，He tried to plead with the judge against his adversary。
他为着他的对头到一个法官的面前去呼求
，But that judge was an unjust judge。
但是那是一个不义的官
，He did not fear God nor mindful of man。
他不敬畏神，他也不顾念人。
But you find that this widow had faith.
但是我们看见这一个寡妇她有信心。
She continued to plead her cause.
她不断的呼求。
And finally, the judge did it for her.
最后这个官就为她伸冤了。
And in verse 8, the Lord Jesus said,
在第八节里面主耶稣说
When the Lord shall come, where did he find faith?Upon this earth.
然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有这样的信心吗
We know that even our faith will be tempted.
我们知道甚至我们的信心也会受试探
will be challenged.
也会受挑战
Now how can we maintain our faith to the very end?
我们怎么样能够持守我们的信心一直到底呢
It needs endurance within us.
需要在我们里面有一个耐力
And the same thing with hope.
同样的，对于盼望也是。
And we find in Romans chapter 4,
我们在罗马书第四章里看见
how Abraham hope against hope.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在一切不可都叫他失望的时候，他仍然相信。
That's endurance.
那个是耐力。
So all these three elements of Christian life.
所以在基督徒生活中的这三样要素
，They're all connected with faith, with endurance or patience.
都与忍耐和耐心是连在一起的。
When you read James chapter 5,
当我们读雅各书第五章的时候
，You find James said the patience of Job.
我们看见在那里啊。他讲到约伯的忍耐。
In verse 11,
在第十一节，第五章第十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we call them blessed who have endured. Ye have heard of the endurance of Job.And see the end of the Lord. And the Lord is full of tender compassion and pitiful.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
We find Job was tempted by the enemy.
我们看见约伯受仇敌的试探。
He was a perfect and righteous man.
他是一个公义又完全的人。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
And yet, Satan tempted him.
然而撒旦来试探他。
The Lord allowed Satan to do that.
是主许可撒旦这样做。
Because the Lord knew two things.
因为主知道两件事情。
Number one,
第一
，He knew that in Job there was still something that is open to temptation.
因为主知道在约伯里面有一些东西仍然向着试探是开放的。
So when Satan asked to tempt Job, the Lord allowed it.
所以当撒旦要求来试探约伯的时候主就许可他。
Yeah, and on the other hand,
但是另一面说
The Lord that he knew that he had done enough in Job.
主知道他在约伯里面已经做了足够的工作。
That when he is tempted,
当他受试探的时候
he will come out pure.
他会结局他会被炼净。
And,We will find how Satan tempted Job.
我们知道撒旦如何的来试探约伯。
Not only all his properties and even his children were dead.
不仅他所有的产业失去了，他所有的儿女也都丧命。
And also attack his body.
并且撒旦来攻击他的身体。
But God gave him a limit.
但是神给了他一个限制。
You can touch his body.But you cannot put him to death.
你能够摸他的身体，但是你不能要他的命。
And you know the whole book of Job.
我们都读过整卷的约伯记。
How he went through this temptation.
他怎样经历这一切的试探。
He couldn't understand why.
他不明白原因。
And his friends did not understand.
他的朋友们也不明白。
The friends came to comfort him, but instead,They added more to him.
他的朋友们想要安慰他，反而加给他更多的痛苦。
And because he did not understand why.
因为他不知道原因。
You'll find he said some things.
你就看见他说了一些的话。
But once in a while, you'll find light shone.
但是偶尔你会看见他里面有光照出来。
For instance, in chapter 13.
举例来说呢，在第十三章的里面
，verse 15，
第十五节
，He said, "Even though he slay me, I was still trusting him.
他说，即便他杀我，我仍相信他。
God was bringing something that God has already done in his life out.
神把已经在他里面做成的那个工作带出来了。
In chapter 19, verse 25.
在第十九章第二十五节里面。
He said, "My Redeemer, I know my Redeemer liveth."
他说，我知道我救赎主活着。
Even though I did not see him.
虽然我现在没有看见他
I know he liveth.
但是我知道他活着
And one day I will stand before him.
有一日我要站在他面前
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
You find that God allowed the temptation to come upon him.
我们看见神许可试探临到他
And God tested him to the uttermost.
神试探神试验他到了极点
In order that God may Bless him doubly.
好使神能够把双倍的祝福赐给他。
That's sonship.
这是儿子的名分。
So oftentimes we will find the same thing.
所以许多时候我们会看见同样的。
Brothers and sisters, do remember one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，请记得一件事。
In the world, we will have tribulation.
在世界上我们有患难，有苦难。
If you love the Lord,
若我们爱主。
If you follow the Lord,
若我们跟随主,
if you are faithful to the Lord,
若我们向主忠心,
you will have tribulation.
我们必然会有患难,
but be of good cheer.
但是我们可以放心,
because our Lord has already overcome the world.
因为我们的主已经胜了这世界。
The life that he has given to us,
他赐给我们的那生命,
is a victorious life.
是一个得胜的生命。
The Lord just used all kinds of circumstances to draw us out of ourselves and into Himself.
神许可用了各样的环境把我们从自己里面拉出来好叫我们进入他自己的里面。
And then when you read Revelation chapter 3,
然后我们读启示录第三章的时候
you find the church in Philadelphia.
我们看见在腓拉铁菲的教会
Verse 10.
第三节,
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, to try them that dwell upon the earth.
第十节, 你既遵守我忍耐的道, 我必在普天下人受试炼的时候, 保守你免去你的试炼。
The word of God is the word of his patience.
神的话语乃是他忍耐的话语。
And the church in Philadelphia, they keep the word of his patience.
在腓拉铁菲的教会，他们持守神忍耐的话语。
They are willing to go through sufferings, trusting in the Lord.
他们甘愿信靠主来经历各样的试炼
And because they have the word of his patience.
乃是因着他们有神那忍耐的道
The Lord promised them.
神应许他们
That he will keep them out of the hour of trial which is about to come upon the whole habitable world.
主忍耐他们说在普天下人受试炼的时候要保守你免去你的试炼
The hour
在那个时刻
of trial which is about to come upon the whole habitable world.
就是普天下人要受试炼的时刻。
What does it refer to?
那是指着什么说的呢?
If we understand it rightly,
若是我们是正确的领会它的话
I think it is the great tribulation.
我认为那是指着大灾难说。
One day the great tribulation will come upon this world.
有一天大灾难要临到全地
But the Lord promised to those who have the word of his patience
但是神应许给那些持守他忍耐的道的人
When that hour should come
当那个时刻来到的时候
He will keep them out of that hour
他要保守他们免去那个时候
In other words
换一句话说
Before the tribulation came upon this world
在大灾难临到全地的时候
The Lord will take them to himself.
主要把他们取到他那里去。
That is the rapture that we find in Revelation chapter 12.
那是被提，这是我们在启示录十二章里所看见的。
The man child was raptured to the throne.
那个男孩子被提到宝座上去了。
And then Satan will be thrown from the cloud.
撒旦要从天空被打到地上来。
And when Satan was on earth,
当撒旦在地上的时候,
it will be the great tribulation.
那就是大灾难。
But the air was clear.
但是空中却被洁净了。
For the Lord to come from the throne to the air.
是为着主从宝座能够到空中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
if we learn the patience of the Lord,
若是我们学了我们主的忍耐
There is a precious promise.
就有一个宝贵的应许赐给我们。
That's the reason why we find in 2 Peter chapter 3.
那是为什么我们看见在彼得后书第三章里
Verse 15.
第十五节
The patience or the long suffering of the Lord is our salvation.
他说我要以我主长久忍耐为我得救的因由。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are saved because of the long suffering of our Lord.
我们所以得救是因着我们主耶稣他的长久的忍耐。
How often we fail?
许多时候我们失败。
How often we trust in ourselves?
许多时候我们信赖自己
But the Lord is patient with us.
但是主向我们是有忍耐的
He never gives us up.
他从来不放弃我们
Those who he has called.
那些他所招来的人
He has justified.
他就称他们为义
And those whom he has justified.
他称他们为义的人
He has glorified.
他必要他们得荣耀
So the Lord will never give us up.
所以主从不放弃我们
Once he has called us.
他一旦呼召了我们
He will perfect us.
他就要成全我们
We may fail many, many times.
我们可能许多次的失败
But he will not fail.
但是他永不失败
And his long suffering is our salvation.
他很久的忍耐乃是我们的救恩
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Do not try to depend upon yourself.
不要试着依靠自己。
Just like the Apostle Paul said.
正像使徒保罗说的。
He said, I know whom I have believed.
他说我深知道我所信的是谁。
And I know that he will preserve all that I have entrusted to him until that day.
并且我也深知我所交托给他的他必能为我保全直到那日。
Our security is in Christ.
我们的保障乃是在基督里。
So may we not depend upon ourselves.
好使我们不再依靠自己。
We heard about kingdom.
我们听到关于国度。
We heard about the testimony of Jesus.
我们听到关于耶稣的见证。
Do you think we are able to keep the testimony of Jesus?
你是否认为你我能够保守持守耶稣的见证吗?
Do you think that you are able to enter into the kingdom gloriously?
你是否认为你能够荣耀地进入主的国度吗?
If we trust ourselves,
若我们信靠自己,
we will fail.
我们一定失败。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
we need not be discouraged,
我们不需要灰心,
because of the long suffering of our Lord.
因为我们主他自己长久的忍耐
He will continue to work in our lives.
他要在我们的生命中继续的做工
Until his full purpose is realized.
直到他完全的目的能够成全丰满的目的能够成全
This is what we find in the word of God.
这是我们在神的话语中所看见的
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告
Dear Lord, we do confess that we are totally undependable.
亲爱的主，我们要承认 我们是完全的不可靠。
But thou the one who is faithful.
但是你是那一位信实的主。
Thou the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever.
你是那一位昨日今日直到永远都一样的。
We thank you for your long suffering.
我们为着你很久的忍耐感谢你。
That you will never give us up.
你永不放弃我们。
But you will accomplish all that you have purposed for us.
你要成全你在为我们所定一切的目的。
May you be glorified in us.
愿你在我们中间得着荣耀。
We commit one another into your loving care.
我们把自己把每一位弟兄姊妹交在你爱的看顾中。
Trusting that you will save us to the uttermost.
我们相信你要救我们到底。
To the praise of your glory.
叫你的荣耀得着称赞。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.